Hello, my name is Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN Special Edition focused on Windows 8. Today, my guest is Mark Hinsbow. Mark, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Now, you've got this big title now. I've known you a long time. You've done a lot of things at Microsoft. You're Vice President of Developer and Platform Evangelism. Do you mind telling our audience what that entails? What's an everyday part of your job?
Yeah, no, I can't say I'm the person that cares most about titles, but what I do care about is developers, and most of my career is sort of the red thread with Microsoft has been working with developers in the developer community. So what it means is that in the US, I'm responsible for the part of Microsoft that works with software companies, developers from startups all the way up to big enterprises. You know, wherever you work, you know, we want to chat to you and figure out how we can help you build better software.
Sounds like the perfect job to me.
I love it.
And you know, I'm all about developer productivity. I think we can assume that we've got the best tool set on the market. What people don't realize, at least it's my speculation that people don't realize, about the incredible developer opportunity we have with Windows 8, right?
Yes, no, absolutely. You're pressing one of my hot buttons. I think we've been in this, I'd call it linear evolution of Windows for a long time, and we forget about, say, when we came out with Windows 95, how big of a revolution that was, how much of an ecosystem that created, right? A lot of the companies you and I work with can trace themselves back to that being the start of their business model. Windows 8 is really, you know, Windows reimagined. It's not just a slogan. When we say it, from the chipset to the form factors to the development platform to the opportunities to distribute your apps, it is as big an opportunity, as much of a game changer as Windows 95. So, you know, at least for me, without a doubt, this is the biggest developer opportunity in terms of apps that you and I are going to experience.
And refresh my memory on that stat you told me earlier about how many PCs or devices are going to be out there running Windows 8 in a 12-month time frame. And it was staggering.
Yeah. So in broad numbers, we ship about 300 million PCs, give and take, every year. And that's in an ordinary year. And Windows 8 is not an ordinary year. So I don't want to speculate if you want analysts up and down, but I think it's safe to assume that 300 million is a number that you can put as the ceiling, and then we'll do everything we can do to exceed that. So within 12 months, you'll have 300 million devices, you know, customers in your hands that your apps can get distributed to.
So you have built it, we will come. So
yes.
A movie-type metaphor.
But even if you look at Windows 7, right, there's over 600 million Windows 7 licenses out there being used today, right? And that's just if you want the ordinary course of things, right? So that's just the staggering power of the Windows ecosystem. All of those devices will be able to run Windows 8 as well. They can upgrade. And then all of the next 300 million or so will ship net new every year will come with Windows 8 out of the gate.
Awesome.
So when you think about sort of the market opportunity that, and you think
for
about,
developers.
For developers. Yeah. And you think about that comes with a brand new application model, a store, as you know, right, for distributing your applications.
So let's go there. Let's go to the store, because we've covered developer productivity. We've covered, you know, the ecosystem and the devices are going to be out there in the market. There was some initial fear, at least on the enterprise side, that holy cow, we build this awesome Windows 8 app and we have to deploy it out of a public marketplace. But no, that's not the case, right? There's the enterprise way to do this type of thing.
Yeah, and I think if you're a consumer application developer and you want out to consumers, you love an app store.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You can get out to everyone. Right. If you're an enterprise, you sort of want to have a little more control over who gets the app, who can even see the app.
And security.
And security, and you might even want some role-based stuff of, no, this app is only for people that work in finance or whatever it is. All of that, if you want enterprise capability that Microsoft has built over the last two decades, carries straight over to Windows 8. So you get an opportunity to distribute your apps, say, using System Center the way you do it today, all your role-based policies, all your Active Directory, all the good stuff carries straight over. If you don't run a System Center, you can put it up on an intranet site and give people a link. They just click and deploy. It's all within the confines of your enterprise. It's all up 100%.
So let me sure I heard that correctly. You could either internally do it on IIS in an intranet site.
Correct.
Next, boom, delivered.
Yes.
or integrate into your corporate infrastructure with a system center, yes, Active Directory.
Yeah, type. Whatever application deployment mechanism you have.
Awesome.
You know, today, you know.
Fantastic. I wish I had 30 minutes with you, Mark. Yeah. Let's just go one more place. And something that I think is so fantastic, one can assume our developer investments in Windows 8 now transfer to the phone, right?
Yes. To specify it a little bit, we made a great announcement that you and I are excited about in that Windows Phone 8, so the next version of the phone operating system, runs on the same kernel as Windows 8.
Right.
And big parts of the Windows RT, so the set of libraries, runs on the phone as well. So you now have a place where whether you're coding a Windows 8 app or a Windows Phone app, you're working mainly on the same code base. Of course, there'll be differences, right? Because you have different screen
phone
sizes.
Specific stuff,
exactly.
Right.
You'll have phone-specific stuff, but you'll also have to customize your UI for screen size,
sure,
and things like that. But as a developer, you are...
Your investments,
exactly,
now are going to transfer perfectly, seamlessly.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, and I'd say that's one of the big calls to action for building a Windows 8 app right now is you can then take that exact app and move it over to the phone, and it's a matter of 5 to 10% in most cases, sort of extra investment in tweaking the UI and so on.
Awesome. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's been awesome. The one thing though, Tim, that you can't that I can't leave before is just sort of, I'd reiterate, I'm, you know, the excitement I have of the size of developer opportunity, but I'd also urge people to move, right? As these markets get created, there's such a first mover advantage. And you and I got to discover a little bit of what happened in Windows 95. There were software companies, and you could argue parts of Microsoft, like the whole Office franchise, really got built by taking advantage of those new capabilities early.
Right.
You know, others waited, and I think there's a little bit, you can wait a little too long, and some of those niches will have been filled up and others will have profited by it. So I'd say to all the sort of great software developers you and I work with, you know, this is bigger than you think. Go take advantage of it quickly so you don't miss that magic window we have over the next, say, 3 to 6 months or so.
Great takeaway, Mark. And thank you guys for watching.